Good morning and welcome to the Local Foods, Local Places radio program. We are streaming live on KRZA 88.7 FM, connecting cultures on the Upper Rio Grande. And you can also find our programs archived on our website, slvlocalfoods.org. Today, we're going to be talking about the Mercado del Norte with Wes O'Rourke. How are you doing today, Wes?
Doing great, Abe. Thanks for having me on. Super excited to talk about our new Mercado in Del Norte.
Definitely. Me too. So would you mind telling me a little bit about yourself first and just share, you know, where you came from and how you got involved with the Mercado del Norte before we dive into what's coming next?
Yeah, so I've been around here in the San Luis Valley since 1998. Moved here through some family connections and have just been loving it ever since. I am the founder of Soul Mountain Farm. We are a organic permaculture homestead farm here in South Fork. And we do all sorts of seasonal vegetables. We do pasture-raised pork. And we do a line of CBD products, as well as offering sustainable regenerative landscaping for people's yards and things like that. Also the vice president of the San Luis Valley Climbers Alliance and super big advocate and participant in the rock climbing scene here in the San Luis Valley. And then now with our new venture, Mercado del Norte, it's a nonprofit organization that we recently formed to host this amazing farmers market and event in Del Norte. It's actually, I'm not actually on the board, but it is a women powered operation. We have six different women who are on the board and it's a nonprofit. And my partner, Angela Lee, is one of the main people on that board. So yeah, super exciting stuff happening.
Wonderful. It's very exciting to hear about this and very pumped about this year's market season. When can people expect to see the market and where would they go to access it?
So the market's going to be in Del Norte in downtown right next to the Simple Foods. And it is going to be on Thursdays, 2 to 6. We may extend that to 7 if it makes more sense for people to come. But right now it's Thursdays, 2 to 6, and it's going to be a block party style. So we're going to shut down the whole block of Spruce Street, 5th to Main. You won't have a hard time finding it. Just drive down 160 and look to the north and you'll see the whole block happening. So, but yeah, it's going to be in front of Simple Foods, a new awesome grocery store that we have in Del Norte. And it will also be in front of Carthers Roadhouse Bar and Grill. They're going to be participating and basically across the street from the Windsor Hotel. But yeah, that's the location and the time.
Wonderful. And what are some other great attractions? I know that this will be really an incredible spot to locate, especially for those who are living in and around Del Norte area. But what are some reasons? It sounds like this is going to be a really fun event and it might be worth it for people to take the drive up to Del Norte if you're living in Alamosa or even, you know, Sawatch or something like that. What are your thoughts there?
This is going to be much more than just your typical farmer's market. We're trying to make it, you know, a place to be and a place to gather in the San Luis Valley for like-minded people. We're going to, you know, first and foremost, have a farmer's market. Local produce, veggies, eggs, pork, beef, cheese, breads, just all the amazing food products that are here in San Luis Valley. Also, you know, if you can't find it in the market, just go into Simple Foods and finish your shopping there. We are also going to have a bunch of art and artisans there, everything from jewelry to woodworking to pottery, all types of awesome stuff. And then we're going to have like the block party aspect with the stage and a bunch of music. We're hoping to bring in local and regional acts. We are partnering up with Carther's Roadhouse so that we can have some beer and other drinks there on the street. The music's going to be 4 to 6. And so, yeah, we've got all kinds of awesome things going on. We're trying to make it inclusive to everyone. We are, you know, we're bringing in the EBT so you can use your EBT there. We're still working on getting our double up food bucks, but we hope to have that so that you can get double the amount of money for local foods. So if you, you know, if you have EBT or any access to stuff like that, definitely come down and use that to support local farmers. And yeah, it's going to be your one-stop shop for shopping every week and hanging out with friends. And yeah, it's going to be a really fun event.
Wow. It sounds amazing. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of great things for the community to do and to see and learn. And I'm just curious. I know that some people are still a little bit concerned about going to public events and things like that with the pandemic and everything. And I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about some of the safety precautions and things that y'all are planning to do in response to that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were able to have a really successful event last year in 2020, and that was with even more precautions and things. But some of the examples of what we did was just, you know, 6 foot between all the tents and extra space between everything so people can keep their social distancing, masks, hand sanitizers, and then putting, you know, 3 to 6 feet in front of every booth with like a blank table so that there's not a lot of contact and that the vendors can just, you know, package up your stuff and hand it across. And sure, we'll be, you know, following all the local and state guidelines. Whatever comes out, we'll definitely be on top of that. So yeah, we'll be doing our best to keep it a safe space. I mean, personally, I'm double vaxxed already, and I know a lot of people are. So hopefully we see a lot of vaccinated people. And yeah, we'll just be following those guidelines and keeping the social distancing going and all that kind of stuff.
Wonderful. And I know that all of the public markets, the farmers markets in the Valley, are working alongside with the public health department. And so just for any of the listeners out there who are considering going to a farmers market this summer, just know that it is a very safe space and they are definitely going to respect those safety precautions as you have your market experience. And it sounds like the Mercado del Norte is no exception to that. And it's going to be a new event, but a very, very exciting one in Del Norte. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners today, Wes?
Yeah, I mean, just encourage everyone to come on down and check it out. And, you know, there's going to be something for everyone. It's not just a market, and we're going to be working with the local businesses in Del Norte to try to bring everyone specials and special discounts. If you come to the market and purchase a few local items, you can get discount cards, you know, to go have a great meal or a drink at the Colorado Grill or the Three Bell Brewery or the Windsor Hotel or Hafley's Honey or Chavalo's or any of the other amazing businesses. We're going to be working really hand in hand with them to make this an experience and to bring people into Del Norte. It's actually a really sweet town. It's got a really nice downtown, and everything's in walking distance. We're also going to be teaming up with the town of Del Norte. They're bringing music in the parks on Thursdays. There'll be 3 or 4 of them. So it'll be like, come to the market, hang out, listen to our music, then go down to the park and listen to some more music, maybe hit the play wave, maybe get your kids out swimming. So yeah. And we're trying to, you know, make it available for everyone. That's why we're 2 to 6, potentially 2 to 7, so that you can get off work, come over, get your local goods and hang out. We're also, we're open to all different income levels and different communities. We're going to have Spanish speakers there. We're trying to have, someone there that can help you if you speak Spanish. Queremos invitar a todos en nuestra comunidad, especialmente nuestros amigos y vecinos quien hablan español. So come on down and check us out.
Excellent. Excelente. Awesome, Wes. I'm so excited about this market this year, and I encourage everyone to go and check it out. Would you mind telling the time and day one more time and kind of the date time frame that you're looking at?
Yeah, so Mercado del Norte, it's Thursdays, 2 to 6. So Thursday evenings, downtown Del Norte on Spruce Street, right in front of the Simple Foods Market. And we're going to be starting hopefully on June 17th and going through September. So got a long season ahead of us. We're going to have live music every week, and it's going to be the place to hang out. So if you're looking to meet new people, looking to meet local farmers, local artisans, looking to sell your goods, hit us up, mercadodelnorte.org. We're also on Facebook. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach out to me at soulmountainfarm.com. Or find us on Facebook or Instagram, at Soul Mountain Farm.
Right on. Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today, Wes. Everyone go and check out the Mercado del Norte this summer. And coming up next, we're going to be hearing from AJ, aka Ali Jean, who's going to be talking with someone from the Valley Roots Food Hub about their CSA market. Thanks again, Wes. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Abe. Appreciate it, man.
Colorado, to the bayou, the Americas, India, or Rosalind, the Sahara, to the pillars of Egypt, Israel at its finest, to all the other places too. In water, here on land, it makes no difference to me, to me. This is my house, and my family is just one green place to come on home. Then I heard someone say, share the love, my fellow, that's everyone included. Share the love, my fellow, that's everyone included. Without a voice to speak, like you and me, that's all life included. We're all part of it, we're sharing this planet with everyone and everything. And I heard someone say, share the love, my fellow, that's everyone included. Share the love, my everyone included, everyone included, yeah. Everyone.
this is Allie Jean here to talk about CSAs with Al Stone from the Valley Roots Food Hub. Can you explain what a CSA is? I said CSA, but I'm assuming that many people probably don't know what that is.
Yeah, so CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. And I believe the origins are actually from Japan. But basically, it's a way for communities to support small-scale farmers at the beginning of their season. So they have funds. And that way, if a crop fails or if they get snow in May or something, that they're not, you know, totally losing on their production, and they have support from their community. And then the community who supports the farmer with a CSA gets a share of the harvest each week. So, you know, you're buying into a program with a farmer and paying ahead of time is kind of your contract. And then you're getting a share of the harvest each week. And what's unique about the Valley Roots Food Hub, because we are a food hub and work with a lot of different farmers in our network, we have around 65 producers in our network, then you're getting a multi-farm CSA. So it's really unique and different. And something else that we offer in our CSA is what we call a Cracker Jack prize, which is anything from olive oil to salsa to chips, something that's what we call value added. That's not going to be produce, but we think adds like a special spin into the box each week.
And how does that look like in terms of delivery? Like, do I go and pick it up, or does it get delivered to my door? How does that work?
Right. So we do have multiple pickup locations throughout the Arkansas and San Luis Valley, which are in Salida, BV, Alamosa, Crestone, Del Norte. So we have about 5 pickup locations, or you can pay for home delivery depending on your radius from the pickup location to your house.
Awesome. How does someone go about ordering a CSA share? And can it be anyone in Colorado, or where do they need to live in order to be able to purchase a box?
Yeah, so our region for the Fresh Box program is the, you know, Buena Vista through Antonito out to South Fork, Creed, and even up to Denver and Colorado Springs. We do get all the fresh produce in on Thursdays, and that's when we're aggregating and curating these beautiful boxes. So unfortunately, we do not serve the Pagosa area or Durango area on this Fresh Box program. And folks can order online at valleyrootsfoodhubcsa.localorbit.com. And that link will let you register if you're not already registered with us. And the Fresh Box is a pre-order, and it is at the top of the order screen. So you'll see Fresh Box CSA program summer 2021. And then you have the option of buying for a share, which is $450. That breaks down to $35 a week. And you have the option of getting an egg share, which would be a carton of eggs, 12 eggs each week, or an optional beef share, which is 12 1-pound beef, ground beef packages, which would come the first week of the share season.
Great. And I've definitely ordered through Valley Roots Food Hub before. And when I get a box, it's like a present to myself. I go and pick it up and I come home and I open it up, and there's all these amazing vegetables, eggs, cheese, all this beautiful stuff. And I always get so excited. But I'm wondering, if I do the CSA share, will I be able to still order some of those other items in addition?
You can totally add on each week, and we call that a la carte ordering. So we will send out a reminder to all of the participants in the Fresh Box program on Tuesday morning to be like, hey, if you want to add anything else into your box this week, please do so by 4 p.m. That's when orders are due. And so that you can add things like, you know, protein, different meats, some dairy, you know, anything that might not be coming in your box that week. And we will send out a preview of what to expect in your box, but with the caveat that, you know, some of the farmers might have, you know, like hail damage or whatever. So it is just like a, you know, preview of what's going to be in the box, not necessarily what is exactly going in the box. So you can add on items each week throughout the season or on the other order cycle, which is a Friday deadline and Tuesday delivery too.
Awesome. So let's say that I'm a farmer in the San Luis Valley and I grow, I don't know, fruit, because we really like to have fruit in the valley. It's kind of hard to come by. How would I go about getting in contact with Valley Roots Food Hub to sell my produce through the food hub? And what does it take to be a farmer as part of this CSA program?
Ooh, that's a good question. Nick, our chief fun guy, is, been here since day one, back in 2014, and he's the best point of contact. And his email is nick@valleyrootsfoodhub.com. Or you can go to our website, valleyrootsfoodhub.com, and there is like an info email contact sheet. And if you're a supplier interested, you can reach us through there. We're always interested in adding new producers to our team. And, you know, you don't have to be this whole scale, like, huge production farmer. If you're just interested in working with us for our CSA share season, that's totally an option. Even if we just want to highlight you as a producer for one of those weeks, it's very flexible, and we really love adding to our scene here and promoting our local producers.
I wonder, I mean, you're kind of off little bit off the beaten path, and people might be saying, like, Valley Roots Food Hub, I've never seen the storefront, I've never seen it in Alamosa or anywhere. Can you explain where it is and why you don't have it's not like a grocery store where you show up with your car and walk around and shop around? It's mostly online. Can you kind of explain to people why it's that way?
Yeah, I mean, one of our goals is to get a storefront within the next 2 years. Just to add that marketing piece. And when the Valley Food Co-op in Alamosa was in existence, you know, they were one of our customers. Simple Foods Market is one of our customers. So you can, you know, see some of our food there. But basically what a food hub is, you know, a local food aggregator and distributor. So we are lucky enough to share a facility with White Rock Specialties and White Mountain Farm in Moscow, Colorado, and it is the old Sangre de Cristo school. And so what we do is we list food from producers, and then we have order deadlines. So on Tuesday at 4 p.m., I'm going through all of our orders and aggregating them by producer, and then I send those orders to the producer. And most of our producers, it's actually about 50-50, but a lot of our produce we're getting live. That's things like eggs, mushrooms, microgreens, things that we are fresh and we don't keep in our facility. And then we also do keep quite a bit of volume in our facility. Those are our shelf-stable items, our frozen meats, things like that. And then we have our drivers on Thursdays aggregating and going around the valley and getting that produce for us. And then it all gets brought back to our facility, and then we palletize it based on customer and region. So we have pallets going anywhere from, you know, Alamosa all the way to Denver, you know, so we drive quite a bit of distances. And we do have, you know, those CSAs going in those same spots. Luckily with Denver, we're able to partner with Bondadosa, a last mile delivery service that can get, you know, your items out in the Denver metro area. And it is like a logistical sometimes nightmare, but it's really amazing, like the feats that we can do. And really what we're here to do is help producers, so they're not, you know, hustling and run into all, you know, these different, you know, grocery stores and proprietors themselves. They can really focus and, you know, doing what they do and do best, which is farming. And we're that piece that like helps, you know, with the distribution and marketing and, you know, just filling in that gap.
Yeah, and what I love on my end when I'm ordering from the food hub is I can go in and see the different producer bios. So it'll say, like, it'll have a picture of the farmers or the farm and like a description of what they do and if they're certified organic or if they're a regenerative soil farmer. You can kind of get a sense of where your food is coming from, which just feels so intimate and important and connected to the earth. And I really think that it's the future of food. And maybe it was the past of food too. And maybe we've gotten away from it a little bit, but maybe we need to head back towards that direction. And with Local Orbit, this online ordering, it kind of feels like this merging of, you know, modern day technology and like back to the land, connecting with your food, connecting with your farm. So I think it's kind of cool.
One of our mantras is 3 votes a day. You get 3 votes a day to choose the local food system that you want to be a part of and then you want to see in the world. And that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Just it takes a lot of effort to make this happen. And Valley Roots Food Hub is really in the thick of it, trying to be the logistical fairy behind the scenes.
But it's also about competing with the big guys. You know, some of these bigger companies, you know, chefs can place an order on a Monday and get that turnaround time is the next day. And the local food movement is a slower movement. And it is extra planning. It is, you know, going into your refrigerator and saying, oh, what do I need for this week and whatnot? And it takes extra effort. That's, you know, as simple as it is. But I think the rewards are just so much greater. Like I also order from the food hub about weekly or biweekly and tend to stock up. And it's just so fun to like have, you know, breakfast with toast from Little Red Hen Bakery in Salida and butter from Springs from Sawatch Artisans and eggs from the Yoder Farm. And like right there, it's 3 different producers on my plate.
Oh, I love that. I'm so excited for this summer and the CSA boxes. And just one last time, in case we have some new listeners joining in, when is the deadline to order your CSA FreshBox share for this summer for the 13-week program?
Right. So pre-orders are live now, and our FreshBox program is June 25th through September 17th. That's 13 weeks long. And we can take people pre-orders up until Tuesday the 22nd as when I'm placing the order. So that's the last day that we can take pre-orders is June 22nd.
Awesome. Thank you. You hear that, everyone? Order your fresh boxes by June 22nd. Tell all your friends. Let's make sure that this summer is a summer of local foods, kind of like last year was with COVID. Let's keep it going. Keep the energy. Thank you for listening. This is the Local Foods, Local Places KRZA radio show. And you can catch us on KRZA the third Thursday of the month at 8:30 a.m. Al, it was great talking to you about the Valley Roots Food Hub CSA program. And earlier you heard Abe talk about Mercado del Norte with Angela from Soul Mountain Farm. It was great to hear both of your voices this week. Take care. Goodbye. Change is all the rage. Turn the page away from this strange age of deranged. Time to engage with rearranging our brains from insane to sane. Step out of your cage, worrying about your wage or the Asian stock exchange. Just drain the main vein of the pain. Take to the stage and become an